Hi everyone, I'm Naomi Shaw, and today I'll be talking to you about my research involving indoor air quality and asthmatic patients. 1.6 million deaths worldwide. One death every 20 seconds. People spend over 90% of their lives indoors, and the economic burden of asthma exceeds that of HIV and tuberculosis combined. Now, these statistics had a huge impact on me. But what really sparked my interest in my research was watching both my dad and my brother suffer from chronic allergies year-round. It confused me. Why did these allergy symptoms persist well past the pollen season? With this question in mind, I started researching, and I soon found that indoor air pollutants were the culprit. As soon as I realized this, I investigated the underlying relationship between four prevalent air pollutants and their effect on the lung health of asthmatic patients. At first, I just wanted to figure out which of these four pollutants have the largest negative health impact on the lung health of asthmatic patients. But soon after, I developed a novel mathematical model that essentially quantifies the effect of these environmental pollutants on the lung health of asthmatic patients. And it surprises me that no model currently exists that quantifies the effect of environmental factors on human lung health, because that relationship seems so important. So with that in mind, I started researching more and started investigating more, and I became very passionate because I realized that if we could find a way to target remediation, we could also find a way to treat asthmatic patients more effectively. For example, volatile organic compounds are chemical pollutants that are found in our schools, homes, and workplaces. They're everywhere. These chemical pollutants are currently not a criteria air pollutant as defined by the U.S. Clean Air Act, which is surprising to me, because these chemical pollutants, through my research, I show that they had a very large negative impact on the lung health of asthmatic patients and thus should be regulated.